to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And I want to do a little shout out right now. I want to do a little shout out for all of my peeps that I met last night at Jazzy June.
Yes, the Chat with Women ladies. We're talking about that earlier this morning.
Oh, my goodness. And Lysandra Owens, I know you're listening, and you challenged me to even remember your name, and I'm telling you, I not only remember your name, but I remember what you're doing with WWEE. As a matter of fact, we're going to be bringing you all on the show, as well as a couple of other folks that are contributing and helping in the cause that you have put forth, and helping women get restarted in life. And so this is an incredible opportunity. And many of you saw that we had our essential water there with us, which was totally cool. We were talking about that. We had a great booth. I want to thank Ava and Cheryl and Jane for getting everything set up. I want to thank Key Bank, who is right next to us, for helping us put our poster up. So I love when we all come together, when we collaborate, and we are in support of each other. Shout out to my friends, Chat with Women. As always, they are fabulous. And all of the many people that work there. Met an interesting individual, Paul McCormick, doing an incredible book, and there's just so many people doing so many things. Today's show, the first hour of today, is going to be with, again, Wayne Addison and Darwin Chevalier, and we are going to be talking about part two. We didn't quite get to finish the conversation about essential water. Not only that, we have been fielding your emails ever since that show. And as a matter of fact, I want to share a little bit of an email that was sent by one of our listeners, and I'm not going to share your name, so it's okay. But I just want to share a little bit of the email, and I know many of you have felt this way and have since shifted. Here it starts out. I heard about you. This is an email to the Essential Water folks.
Okay.
I heard about your water on the Dr. Pat Show, and admittedly, I rolled my eyes. I have to tell you, I was right there with them.
Sure.
Okay. And another water. Oh, wow. Just what we need is one more conversation. So I was at Whole Foods in the same day, and your water was the same price as another brand of water, Smart Water to be exact.
Ah.
Which I frequently buy frequently. So I said, why not? Bought the essential water and liked the taste better than any other water I've tried. And I am not a water drinker by nature.
Wait. Say that line again.
I have to say it again. And I could say that the water tastes better than any other water I've tried. And I am not a water drinker by nature.
All right. That's what we want to hear. Go get 'em.
And the stories keep coming in. And honestly, don't take my word. Don't take their word for it. Go try it yourself. Bobby Baxter shared a story with me. And welcome. I want to welcome both of you to the show. And Wayne, it's great to have you here in the studio.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, boy.
We were really lucky to get him to come up and spend the time with us for this weekend and get him on the show live. So
I think
pleased.
It's exciting. What I love about this is that I've sent a ton of people to the website. And folks are just blown away. They're blown away, first of all, by the amount of information you've made available, and they're blown away by the scientific aspect of what you're doing. Today, we're going to talk about the process and why that's important. And thirdly, they're blown away by the taste. And last week, we had a conversation about the water, and can you put it in tea, and can you put it in coffee? And Bobby, who is, I don't want to do a call out on Bobby, but, you know, usually about 10 o'clock, she's downed a pot of coffee. And so she started to use the essential water. And then she said, well, maybe I don't want to use the essential water in here because I love the water. I want to just kind of, you know, use it and drink it. And so then she went back to her regular water that she puts in. And she couldn't believe the taste in her coffee. And she is, I have to say, she is the coffee diva.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what people are sharing is that not only does it taste good and it goes down rather quickly, and I know that from my experience because for me to sit and drink a bottle of water within an hour is amazing. And I shared last time that during my 8 o'clock in the morning show, I sat and I drank the bottled water. And the first time since in my radio career, I didn't think I was going to make it through the end of the show because I had unconsciously just sat and drank the water. That's what's amazing about this. What do you guys say to that? I mean, is this an anomaly? Do you hear this from people all the time, or is it just us here in Seattle?
No, it happens all over the world. When you drink a lot of water, you're going to have to visit the restroom mm-hmm. more often.
Mm-hmm.
With our water, because it's thinner, actually having smaller water clusters, it does go through your system faster initially. But once your system gets adjusted,
mm-hmm.
then you go back to your regular routine. A good thing about it is when that cycle is happening, when you're drinking it and going to the ladies' mm-hmm. room, you're getting rid of toxins as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really doing your body a favor by drinking a lot of water.
Well, what's interesting about it for me is I really am one of these people. I'm like this person that emailed this, you know, where I don't consider myself a water drinker. So for me to actually sit and drink a bottle of water in that amount of time and not know that I've had it is really like a miracle.
Well, Dr. Pat, since you've been associated with Essentia, how do you rate your water consumption prior to becoming associated with us?
Well, actually, if Dr. Nusheen Darvish was here, she would be like calling me out on the water thing because I'm not very good. I'm not very good. I'm on the go a lot. Sometimes I have a water bottle, and I just don't drink it. It's just not something I go and grab and drink.
But is Essentia helping you?
Oh, absolutely.
Keep your
absolutely.
Intake?
Well, it's water that tastes good, which is kind of interesting for me. And we talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth. And I think that's Bobby's word. It's smooth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I thought maybe you guys put a little fairy dust or something in the water. But that's what I'm hearing from our listeners in general that are out there drinking it. And the point is also that once people have started on it, and I've got a friend that just had been drinking another popular brand, starts with an F, swore by it, just would not, there's nothing you could say, like the little square bottle, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her a couple of bottles of this and hasn't stopped drinking it.
That's great.
Yeah, so there's got to be a reason, and I think we've talked about it. But you go through a lot to produce this. I mean, this is just not some water that you get out of a stream and pump it in here. I mean, there's a lot to be said about this. This is something that we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the process because we've gotten a lot of questions on this, and we've gotten the questions about why is Essential Water the top of Timothy Brantley's list? I mean, why is it in the top of some of the main books out there on water? Why is it number one as we look at this? And this is the conversation that I want to have so our listeners understand this, because everyone seems to think water is just water. And when I say everyone, there's a small percentage of people that look at water and say there is a difference. So what we're doing is educating people so that they can make the choices for themselves. So today we're here going to talk with you about water, about the benefits, and about the process. So where do you want to start with this?
Well, I think we should start with the process. Where do we get our water?
Yeah.
We have our water delivered to us in a purified format. And we do so by design. We could use well water or spring water, but quite honestly, we don't want to because we don't know what's in there. As you know, as you go across the country, there's various minerals in various states that have a dominant level. So when it rains, those minerals end up in the aquifer. The aquifer delivers the water to the wells or to the springs. And if you bottle that, then you're bottling the minerals. In our case, we start off with water that's 99.9% pure.
Mm-hmm.
We then add back the necessary electrolytes or minerals that your body can use. But by starting with 99.999% pure, we can assure the consumer that they're not getting a lot of heavy metals that they don't need, a lot of chloride and fluoride and pesticides and insecticides that we take out. So then we start building it from there. The next step is after we receive it, it goes through a series of filters, including ultraviolet. And the purpose of that is to remove any possible remaining bacteria so that when it actually gets into the beginning stages, it's clean. So you can be really comfortable that what you're drinking doesn't have any secrets in it. The next step is we add the electrolyte formula, and it's infused into the water, meaning that it is controlled flow into the water, so there's a precise amount of electrolytes to the water. It's a natural electrolyte, meaning that the minerals we use come from fossilized coral. We're not making synthetic minerals. This is important because your body absorbs them easier. You're giving something natural to your body, and your body will handle it naturally. We add magnesium, potassium, calcium, and sodium. If you were to take one of your cells and dissect it and analyze the fluid in that cell, you'd find magnesium, potassium, calcium, and sodium. So the body says, thank you, you're giving me what I need, I'm going to perform better. At that stage, after the electrolytes are added into the water, it goes through a proprietary process called ionic separation. And we talked about this a little bit last week, mm-hmm. and as I mentioned, I don't want to glass everybody over because it's not a real complicated procedure. It's a very precise procedure, but not complicated. In this step, we create an electrical current into the water, creating two magnetic poles. One is positive, which is the acidic side of the water. One is negative, which is the alkaline side. By controlling the amount of electrical current into the water, we actually can create two flows of water, two streams of water. We only bottle the negative ion, which is alkaline. Your body needs the alkaline. By doing so, we raise the pH naturally in the water to 9.5. And I think it's important to understand that mm-hmm. you can increase the pH of water using additives.
Yes.
Excuse me, additives.
Yes, yes.
Now, the jury's still out on whether those additives are good for you or not, because I don't know what's in the additive. But it does raise the pH. As an example, most people are familiar with lye. It's a very caustic substance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you put a couple of drops into a gallon of water, the pH would be off the, you know, it'd be really terrific.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't want to drink it, and I don't think you would either.
Well, I think we're all really sensitive to the word additives in general right now. Mm-hmm. I think as a society, we're getting well-educated, and whenever somebody says additives, we're really looking at what that means. And so I'm always very suspicious when I hear that word. And I have to tell you, I'm probably, you know, part of a small percentage in the country that understands this, but I have a great naturopath who every time I see, makes sure I understand it really clearly. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with our conversation on essential water. I'm here with Wayne Addison and Darwin Chevalier. We're going to be giving away a couple cases of the water today, so pay attention. We're going to be opening up the phone line shortly, asking you a question. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after cancer. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join the next retreat with Dr. Jean Achterberg at Kokolulu's Cancer Aftercare Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, July 15th through the 27th. Space is limited, so call now 1-808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The Enlightenment Card has and is established with over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further personal growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or if you use points to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference in the world. Join the community at enlightenmentcard.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main. When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And this is part of our segment so that each and every one of us can get educated about water, what it is, what it's not, and how to make an informed decision about the water that we buy and the water that we put into our bodies. And so I've had Wayne Addison as well as Darwin Chevalier join us today from Essential Water. And the reason that I've decided to talk with Essential Water is because I've looked and done comparisons across the board. As a matter of fact, if you go to their website, you'll be able to find out what I'm looking at. But I've gone and I've talked to at least four or five of the major water companies. As a matter of fact, some of them in particular approached us about water. And I really spent a long time looking at the differences so that we made sure that when we brought a conversation to the table, you would get a sense of what some water is, what some water isn't, and then you get to decide what you want. I mean, we may be talking about a whole bunch of things today, and you may say, well, I don't really care about that. I'm just going to drink my tap water, and that's okay. But the point is, we're here to give you some information so that you can either find out more, try for yourself, and make your own informed decision. So I'm glad Wayne and Darwin are joining us today, because this is an important conversation. I mean, process is the thing that I believe sets you all apart in my research on this. It's been the thing that I looked at and actually was blown away, especially the level of the pH level, and that's important. We touched on that last time. So, a couple points that I want to recap. One is when we're talking about the process and we're talking about additives, you don't put any additives in the water.
Correct. And Darwin, you can explain what happens there.
Well, in a layman, looking at a layman's position and talking to your audience, it gets confusing. What's an additive? What's an ion? What are the electrolytes? How does the pH work? But basically, what we want everybody to know is that we don't add any additives to the water. We use our process, the ionic separation, and what we do at that point is add the negative ions back into the water. It's a natural product. It's not an additive that you're adding to the water. We're splitting that off, getting rid of the positive ions, putting the negative ions, getting it over to the acidic side, raising the pH in a natural manner, and that helps your body, and your body's able to absorb that product in a natural manner.
Yeah, and the way that I like to think about it, it's, totally a scientific process of putting this together, as opposed to opening up a couple of bags of stuff and taking a spoonful of this and dropping it in, and a spoonful of that, and a spoonful of this, and there you go.
Absolutely. One of the things we talked about is the pH.
Uh-huh, yes.
And so we finished the process, and what's coming out and being put into the bottles is water that has a 9.5 pH. And what's the value of the high pH? I think everyone, or more people, are becoming more and more aware of the value of keeping their body alkaline. avoiding the acidic environment if they can. Now, there are a couple of things that contribute to the acid body, if you will. That is sodas, coffee, tea, all of the good things that we like.
Yeah, so Bobby, as she's drinking her pot of coffee, she's trying to offset the effect of that by using essential water.
Absolutely. The environment also, stress creates an acidic condition in your body. So what we try to do with essential water is to assist the body in neutralizing that pot of coffee that you had, or those, you know, the couple of the Diet Cokes, whatever.
Whatever, Benny's.
Yeah.
He didn't bring his can in today.
Not me.
I'm telling you, dude.
Throwing me under the bus again, Pat. I
know.
I'm so
proud of you. You got your bottle of water over there.
Of course I do.
Uh-huh.
But it helps the body, and that's what we really want to stress. And I'm not going to tell anyone that just by drinking essential water, you're going to change your body. We're going to help you do it.
Yes.
And I think that's really important to understand, because you do have to make some changes. You have to stop drinking all of the sodas and the coffees and the teas and pay attention to drinking the recommended daily allowance of water, which is half your body weight in ounces every day.
So yeah, that's a new stat, by the way.
It is.
I mean, we had a whole different deal. We had the one-size-fits-all deal, remember, where everybody's going to drink like 10 glasses of water, and then we discovered, oops, that's not right.
Exactly. And half your body weight is real easy to calculate. If you weigh 100 pounds, drink 50 ounces of water, which is a little right out of 1.5 liter. So if you do that every day, you will notice a difference. And we talked briefly last week about, because it's smooth and because it has that silky texture to it.
That's it. That's the word. Silky texture. That's it.
It really helps you maintain the regimen, if you will, of drinking the right amount of water. Once you get in the habit, it's going to happen. And I recommend you just take the bottle, put it on your desk, put it carry it with you to the beach, put it in your car. You'll get into the habit of drinking the water. You'll see it, you'll pick it up, and you'll drink it.
Well, the other thing we talked about was the quality of the bottle itself, and that's important.
Absolutely. If you look on the bottom of a bottle, any bottle that you have around, you'll see a little triangle. That triangle, inside of that triangle, is a number. You want to ensure that that is the number one. That's called PET. And I'd like to refer you briefly to a website that's managed by the Plastics Manufacturers Association. It's called NAPCOR, N as in Mary, N as in Nancy, APCOR.com. And they answer a lot of questions about plastics, including how recyclable is it? And do I have to worry about the plastics leaching into my water? If you look on the bottom and it has a number one on it, NAPCOR tells us that there is absolutely no leaching of the plastics or the related carcinogenics into the water. That's a plus. And quite honestly, most people that are bottling water use this high quality water. It's when you get into the opaque plastics, the polypropylene and polyurethanes, where you really should be concerned.
Well, there was a question that came up earlier this week, and it was from one of our listeners about distilled water and drinking distilled water. And not sure why we would drink distilled water, but isn't that pretty much dead water?
I talked to a lady this week specifically about that. She called in after the show. We were talking about distilled water, and she was drinking essential water. When she called me, and she said,
exactly.
She said, for years I have been distilling my water, thinking I was doing the right thing, making sure I had a good, clean water to drink. And what she was doing all those years was draining all the minerals and the ions and the elements out of her body. She was leaching them out because there was nothing in the water to replenish. However, she was eating a lot of fresh vegetables, a lot of fruit, and things like that. So she was putting some of the things back in her body, which was good. But she's gone now to essential water. She said, my energy level's up. I don't get tired in the middle of the day. I feel a lot better. What is going on? I said, you're just replenishing your body with all the natural products that you've been leaching out over for this period of time for these years. So I don't recommend that you drink straight distilled water. I don't think anybody does.
Well, and I think it's coming up. It's coming up in books, as I mentioned before, like a Timothy Brantley book. I mean, things are being made really clear to us as people. I mean, we're average people. I would love to have your knowledge, but, you know, I don't. And so, for me, it's got to be broken down into terms that I can understand. And at the same time, then I need to see results.
Right.
Okay, so because I'm one of these people, talk, but let's see the results. And that's what I love about what we've been doing so far. I know you've got questions. We've got folks calling in already. We're going to be giving away a few things today when we come back. This whole process of what you do, how does this set you apart from other distributors?
Other water companies?
Yeah.
Our process, as I mentioned, is a proprietary process.
Okay.
Ken Uptain, the founder and president of the company.
I know, he's not here today.
No, he's, I think he's working today. actually put this together after a lot of research between he and Dr. Hallsworth, put this equipment together to generate the type of water that you have here in front of you. I don't know of another process or another system that will do what we do in one procedure. We have, just to recap, we have a high pH water of 9.5. We have a balanced bioavailable electrolyte formula. By bioavailable, I mean that your body can readily absorb it. It doesn't have to convert it into anything. And we have small water clusters, and we have antioxidants. I've been in the water business for over 20 years, and I don't know of another water that has all of the benefits in one bottle that Essentia has.
Well, actually, there's a chart that you all put together which identifies the fact that antioxidants, higher pH, electrolytes, small water clusters, purified, all five of those points are what is Essentia water.
Correct.
Yeah. And when you compare that to other water brands, we're not going to mention them because you can go see the diagram on the website. You'll get a lot of information and see for yourself. The other thing that I want to point out is that Essentia water is recommended by more doctors to protect and improve and enhance the quality of health and well-being. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about, but we're going to take your calls as well. We're going to give a few things away. Wayne Addison, all the way up from California, joining us here today, and Darwin Chavez. We're right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back. More information and a way for you to join the conversation. We'll be right back.
Never heard, I don't know what to say. Oh, not another word, just la 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 la. It goes around the world, just la 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 la. It's all around the world, just la 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 la.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Health tip of the day brought to you by Essentia Water. How much Essentia water should you drink on a daily basis? The rule of thumb is to drink half your body weight in ounces daily. If you weigh 100 pounds, drink 50 ounces or 1.5 liters daily. Your level of activity, environment, diet, and stress levels should be taken into consideration, as all of these determine your water intake requirement. Increase your intake of Essentia water if you've increased your physical activity, are exposed to increased temperatures, or experiencing any physical stress, such as colds or infections. If you're feeling thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Don't wait. Start a healthy water drinking program now. Your body needs it. This health tip of the day is brought to you by Essentia Water, the ultimate drinking water for your body. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
I'm Dr. Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Then don't miss the insights, inspiration, and life-changing perspective of Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis from the Center for Spiritual Living. In her monthly show, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World, the last Tuesday of every month on the Dr. Pat Show, with practical spiritual principles and insights from the world's greatest spiritual traditions, visit spiritualliving.org for more information.
Got a question about real estate or home loans? Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? What about home loans and refinance? Need someone you can trust to answer your questions and understand the newest trends? You can trust Dennis Sikowski, a realtor and loan expert for 10 years, helping people all over the Puget Sound walk through the biggest purchases of their lives. Call Dennis for a professional analysis and get real honest answers. 425-238-3612. That's 425-238-3612.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Oh, you know what we're going to do? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to continue our conversation, but we're going to invite you to join us. We want to take your questions about water today. And so, Darwin, what are we going to give away? Are we going to still give away the...
Why don't we do a case of water for the first three callers?
A case of water for the first three callers with questions coming on the air, getting your questions, or giving Benny your questions, whatever it is you want to do. 1-800, I'm giving out the number, but you already have it because the phones are ringing. 1-800-930-2819. This is toll-free at the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. The first three callers with questions about water, we are going to give you a case of Essentia water. The website to find out more about the water, and for those of us that order that like to get our water by the case, we can order it online at EssentiaWater.com, EssentiaWater.com. And there's a number of different things you'll see on this website, a lot of information. We're trying to cover it today, but Benny is going to be picking up the phones, 1-800-930-2819, and we'd like to have your questions about water, and you could either come on the air and ask them, or you can give them to Benny. So just give us a minute to pick up the phones, and we will make sure we get this to you. You've got that toll-free number. Let's talk a little bit about more about purification, and also the comparison chart is on the website, so folks can go. Everything we're talking about pretty much is here. We're trying to consolidate it down and break it down so that people understand, you know, the key points.
Correct. I want to follow up on the purification process. There are varying levels of purification that you can have. As an example, if you used a water filtration process at home, you're not going to get the same quality water that you would get from a professional like Essentia that's getting a very specific quality level before we start to produce the water.
So what that means is that there are different degrees of purification.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we don't really talk about that very much because, first of all, I think people aren't asking the questions. I think we're starting to ask the questions now because we're getting a better understanding of water, what it is, and how to make these decisions. I mean, when we go into the stores and we look at the shelves and we see, oh my God, every day I went into our local natural food store the other day, and there was a brand new water, and you would think, I mean, it was everywhere, and yet you couldn't find any information about it. Which is kind of interesting to me.
Well, that's why we tell people.
Had a really catchy name.
Okay. Did it come from a country down in the southern hemisphere?
I think it did.
Yeah, I know that one. But I tell everybody, take a copy of the chart that we put on our webpage.
Right.
And when you're at the store and looking at the water, turn the label around and look for the statements on the bottle that will show that it's small water clusters. It'll show the pH rating. If they don't show that information, it probably means they're not proud of the numbers. So that's one tool to use, and I have done this for a long, long time. Not nearly as long as Wayne has, but I have never found a water that has all five steps that Essentia does. Never found one yet, and I've looked for a long time. So Essentia stands alone in that. The other thing that Wayne was mentioning about purification, the different levels of purification, for everybody that has, example, a Brita home purifier, basically, there is no way that those small units can purify the water to the extent that Essentia water goes through on their process to purify the water. You're just not going to get that level of purification. And most of us don't have a lab to go to verify how pure that water is. And then we turn around and store it in probably a half-used container that's been in the fridge with all the other elements floating into it, and we just fill that plastic container that's probably a 9 on the bottom,
uh-huh,
and it sits in the fridge drawing in all the other odors and stuff that's in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
So you've defeated the purpose right there.
It's like after a while, my water tastes like chicken noodle soup or something.
So that's the trouble with the home systems.
Okay, one of the questions we have up there, and we talked about this last week a little bit, Benny's holding up the chart. Doesn't he look like Vanna White a little bit, you know, when he's holding that up there, doing that thing? Essentia water, Essentia versus Kangen.
Kangen water is they have two products that they sell.
Uh-huh.
The water, bottled water, and then they have an equipment or a machine, a home unit that they sell also.
Yes, go ahead.
The water is not a high pH water. It's basically the pH is a little higher, but it's not as high as Essentia, mm-hmm, at 9.5. It comes in at, I think, at 8.2.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have minerals added to it. It does not have small water clusters. So it does have parts of Essentia, but it does not have a complete package like we do.
Yeah, and actually the chart on your website shows all of the five elements that, at least the five elements that you've talked about there. I want to mention to everyone, we're taking your calls right now and your questions. We're giving away, I think we have a couple cases we're giving away of Essentia water. All we need to do is have you call in, and we've got a new phone system here, so bear with us today. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, and call in, give us a question. You could either come on air or you can give your question to Benny, and Darwin and Wayne will send you a case of Essentia water, and you could experience this for yourself. Darwin, what were you going to say about that? About the Kangen water. Did you have something else to say?
No, I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure if the things that you get out of the Kangen, they don't have the electrolytes in there either to do this. So
no.
Again, it's, you have to look at every one of these processes
individually,
mm-hmm, and they have some benefits, but they don't have all the benefits, and some of their benefits are nowhere near the level of Essentia water's benefits.
Well, and folks can go to the website and check it out.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of information on there, and the reason that I've asked you folks to join me on the show is because you don't hide anything.
That's right.
I mean,
I'm glad you brought that up, Dr.
Yeah.
Pat. We have probably the most open website that I've seen. We publish a technical paper, a copy of which is on our website, that documents every claim we make on our bottle. And I think this is really important. These are independently lab tested and certified. When we say our pH is 9.5, we can tell you who did the testing and the certification.
Okay.
And we publish that on the website. If you will go in about Essentia or Essentia Info, click on the technical letter, scroll right down to the bottom of it if you want, and the bottom of it actually shows our schematic of our equipment. So you can follow the flow of the water, and you can see where we add the electrolytes, where we go through the ionic separation process, and then into the bottles. I don't know of another water company that opens up their process as much as we do.
Well, actually, I you know, they may be doing it now after I finished kind of asking them the questions that I was asking. But I found it, honestly, I didn't really understand why it was so difficult to kind of get a straight answer until I started to really look at all the information you provide. And the other thing that I love about what you're doing is you're not telling people, do this, do that. You're saying, this is the information, you decide.
Correct.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, one of the other things we need to talk about before we run out of time is the structured or clustered water, a benefit of Essentia.
Yeah, that's such a huge point. And I keep referring back to Brantley because, of course, he goes through the whole spiel about it. Mm-hmm. But up until, I got to say, really recently, this was not a conversation that many people were having.
No.
How did you get ahead of the game on this?
Well, we actually are not ahead of the game from a structured or clustered water concept. It's been around for years and years. In some cases, it actually occurs naturally in the environment. In the Himalayas, as an example, there's a tribe called the Hunzai that boast of their octogenarian population, and they attribute that to the water that they drink. And they tested that water, and they found out, in fact, that it was smaller water clusters. So we've taken that natural technology, or natural occurrence, rather, and we've made it so that we could create that type of process. And so when we create a structured water or clustered water, what we're trying to do is if you look at your car after a rain, you're going to see various sizes of beads of water on the car. Those are clusters of water. The smaller ones are smaller water clusters.
Mm.
They go into your body faster. They go into it easier because they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The body can absorb them faster. The ideal level is six molecular bonds in a cluster.
Uh-huh.
When you have the six, your body absorbs it very, very efficiently. And we say that we are between five and seven because I don't think there's equipment out there that allows us to be precise with that six. A five to seven is terrific. Regular or normal water is approximately 12 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
So the bigger the cluster, the slower the absorption. The smaller the cluster, the faster the absorption. And that's really as basic as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
That's
helpful for people to understand. And, you know, we're covering a lot of information on this today, and we've got lots more. And also, Benny has got some questions. We've got actually callers on the line. The lines are all flashing. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Water everywhere. Okay, how do you know what to drink? Well, we're helping you out with that. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Experience the powerful connections between science, quantum physics, and spirituality at the Reconnections 2007 Mastery Conference in L.A., August 2nd through the 5th. The conference is perfect for anyone interested in healing and wellness, with your host, Dr. Eric Pearl, and including speakers from What the Bleep and so many more. Call 888-ERIC-PEARL now and mention the Dr. Pat Show for a $60 discount. Visit www.thereconnection.com for more information or to register. After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area InfraredSauna.com.
This is your Peak Living Tip of the Day. A quick message from your Centers for Peak Living, Crown Hill Chiropractic and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Prevent poor health by simply eating well, thinking well, and moving well. To learn more about this simple, effective approach to optimal health and wellness, visit us at drscottlynch.com or crownhillchiropractic.com. Again, that's drscottlynch.com or crownhillchiropractic.com. This is your Peak Living Tip of the Day.
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the Angel Healing Meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Girl, I need, I can run it, run it. Is your man on the floor? If he ain't, let me know. Let me see if you can run it, run it.
Yes, indeed. We could run it right here on the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Yep, I've got Wayne and Darwin in the house, as well as our fabulous listeners. Benny, you're in charge.
All right, let me just go and figure out these. This is a cool new phone system. There's like a Christmas tree up in here. Like, seriously, there's so many different colors. I can't even. Okay, I'm going to hit that one. Hey, see, now it's red.
Okay, let's hope that we have somebody on the line.
Okay, hopefully this is Lynn. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here.
Woo-hoo, it worked.
Oh, yay. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm loving the water. I've tried it a little bit, you know. It's hard to find. I live on the peninsula, you know, but I'm searching it out.
You got it.
Our focus, Lynn, is the natural food stores and the health food stores in your area.
Yeah, and ask it. If you don't see it, just go up to the information people.
What, do you have a Fred Meyer's by you?
Yeah, there's one on the east side.
The natural food section there.
I have an incredible. Yeah, they do. They do, and they may have it. I haven't been in there yet. I'll try.
Okay.
But the reason I call is because I was telling Benny about this, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
I just received an annual drinking water quality report in the mail.
Uh-huh.
I won't tell you what city it is.
Okay.
But they're talking about how good the chlorine and fluoride is in our water, and they're also talking about coliform and arsenic. And all these other wonderful things that are in our water.
Isn't that exciting?
Well, lovely disclosure. And why is my water sometimes brown? Well, you know. So I wanted to bring that up on your show.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you drinking that water?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Because I was afraid during the next show when we have the... you know, the rabbi and Brother Jamal on, we were going to have to do a prayer for you. Oh, so, you know, are you, what's your question about that? I mean, it's amazing that they even put it there, but it's actually scary.
Well, it is, but they have to disclose what's in the water that we are supposed to be drinking. You know, and it really is scary, and I've filtered my water for years, I've also tried the Essentia. I found it at Super Sups, and it's wonderful.
Well, that's great.
Totally wonderful.
What the your water quality report is required to be published. I believe it's every quarter. And if you listened earlier when I was talking about filtration, we filter out all of those things that you just described that are in the regular water table. We get rid of the chloride and fluoride. Arsenic is a naturally occurring mineral in the soil. So if it's in the area that feeds the aquifers that are delivering the water to your city, it's going to be in the water. They'll put chlorine in, but the chlorine is basically there to kill any bacteria. And they do run it through filters, but they don't end up with 99.999% pure water that you get from Essentia.
Right, I understand totally.
Well, thank you so much for joining in, and thanks for checking out the water. It tastes good, too. I mean, that's the part that I like about
it.
It
does.
Yeah, yeah, that's the part that I like about it. Thank you so much for calling in. And let us know if you run into any difficulty in some of the stores you go into. You know, just
I will.
Don't, go ahead and ask for it, and then, you know, I'll get Darwin on it. He'll make sure
if
you can get it.
If you've got Super Supplements, you've got one of the best stores there. So
exactly.
And you can get cases there from them, whatever you need. But if not,
yeah, they just opened. Yeah.
Okay. But if you go to the webpage, you can also, if you don't get enough of it, you can order it from us and we'll ship it to you.
Fabulous.
You know, our goal, pardon me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks.
Our goal is to help you keep your body hydrated. And I use the analogy of a grape and a raisin. A grape is a cell, one of the billions that make up your body, that's properly hydrated. A raisin is the same cell that's totally dehydrated.
That's a good point.
We want to keep you on that hydrated level. And if we make our water easier for you to drink with a smooth, silky taste, as well as providing you with a recharging system for your cells with our electrolyte formula, you're really going to do your body a favor by drinking it. And it's easy. We make it easy for you to drink.
Exactly. All right, Benny, you're in charge again.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Suki now from Seattle.
Hi, Suki. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? You got a question for us?
I do. I tried the essential water, and I really like it. But my problem is I'm quite active and athletic. And, you know, they said, I don't remember what the calculation was, but I calculated out how much water to bring my body weight and activity level. It's like 3 liters a day. And I don't like throwing away that many water bottles every single day. And I'm wondering, you know, if I drink like one bottle of Ascension, drink other bottled water all the time, am I getting the same benefits from the Ascension? Is that not going to help?
Well, let me ask you a clarifying question before we answer that. If you drink one bottle of Ascension, then I'm assuming the other bottles are not in plastic?
Yeah, because I get like the 5 gallons of filtered water type of thing you can get in the large jugs and refill them.
Yes, exactly. Well, we were talking about that earlier, and this is going to be an easy answer to your question.
Yes, it is. Suki, I think you sent us an email earlier about how much you enjoyed the water.
I did.
That's great. Thank you so much. I've seen those machines that deliver a gallon or 2 gallon or 5 gallon outside of a lot of supermarkets. But I've yet to see anybody out there cleaning those machines or calibrating those machines. So I'm a little suspicious, really, of the quality level that comes out of there. Yes, you are saving some plastic from going into the landfill or the recycling, but I don't think it's really measurable. And the other issue is that plastics are recycled more frequently than glass is. So the bottle that you're drinking out of today, when you recycle it, and we hope that everyone does, will eventually end up in another plastic product. It may be a child safety seat, or it may be a slide, or it ends up in the final process as an ingredient to our roads and our sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the point is you got to make sure you get the bottle to recycle. And I think that's what you're doing as well. Did that answer your question okay?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Thank you. We're all very concerned about plastics and the environment. And part of this is our responsibility to make sure the plastic gets to recycle. Thank you. We have one more caller. Let's do it, Benny.
Yeah, let's bring on Dennis. Dennis, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a couple of questions.
All right.
One is, if we use this water for cooking, so we would heat it, what happens to it?
Good question.
Well, you do lose a little of the pH value when you heat it. You don't lose the purity of the water, which is going to be reflected in whatever you cook in it or whatever you mix in it to drink, like coffee or tea, but the pH level will drop somewhat. But by cooking in it, you're assuring yourself that you're not getting the chloride and fluoride that might come along with it when you filled it from the tap.
And does anything happen with the clusters then? You've made a point that that's a key part of the water.
It does.
Does change the clusters?
Dennis, it does slightly. The cooler the water, the more of a natural tendency for the water to stay in small clusters. When you heat it up, especially if you're going to boil it, you're actually scattering the clusters more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other question I had, if I understood correctly, I've just heard parts of the program, but I think you said that you don't add anything to the water.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, and we had a big conversation about additives, so let's just make sure it's part of the process what you do. You're not taking a scoop of this and a scoop of that or whatever.
Exactly. What you're doing in the process called ionic separation is you're throwing away the contributor to the bad water, if you will, the acidic side of the water ions, and using only the positive or the good side, or the alkaline side to bottle.
Wow.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry, Pat.
I have to tell you, that's why we're bringing you back. Because there are so many questions about water that, and we've opened up, as I like to say, if not a can of worms, so to speak, but the information we're sharing, I believe, is the first time it's being shared in quite this way. And so the phone lines are still ringing. I want to thank you, Wayne. I want to thank you, Darwin. I want to thank the listeners for calling in. We're going to continue this conversation. We've got lots more to talk about. Essential Water, check it out, essentialwater.com.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate being here. Remember that you can contact us on our website. Leave a question if you have it, or I'm sure that Benny will get it to us, or Dr. Pat will.
Yeah.
In the event you can't, but we try to respond to all of them.
I know you do. You've done a great job. Thank you both for joining us today. Thank you all. We'll see you in a few minutes with our new, our next hour on men's spirituality.